The Impressionists broke with traditional ways of painting. They did not depict carefully planned, clearly outlined subjects. They sought to capture the spontaneity and immediacy of nature and the life around them, as does Monet in this painting, The Cliff Walk. The mood and atmosphere of a scene, the play of light and color, became focal points for the Impressionists. Monet's revolutionary painting does not emphasize any specific objects. Its subject is color, the bluish haze of a foggy seaside, penetrated by the brilliant red of the sun. Just as some Impressionist artists like Edgar Degas painted the world of music and the dance, so some composers expressed through music moods which seemed to correspond to those of Impressionist art. Composer Erik Satie asked, why could we not use the means that Claude Monet and others had made known? Why could we not transpose these means into music? Although there was never an Impressionist movement in music comparable to that in art, there are parallels to be found between the work of Impressionist painters and composers. Claude Debussy, the principal Impressionist composer, made important innovations in music. I myself love music passionately, he said, and because I love it, I try to free it from barren traditions that stifle it. It is a free art, gushing forth an open-air art, an art boundless as the elements, the wind, the sky, the sea. It must never be shut in and become an academic art. Claude Monet said of his revolt against traditional theories, concepts, and forms, I've always had a horror of theories. I have only the merit of having painted directly from nature, trying to convey my impressions in the presence of the most fugitive effect.